Abdu'l-Bahá, A Sign of the Times. Sunday, August 4, 1912. The Washington Herald. The plea of the venerable Persian, who at present is in this country preaching the new religion of brotherhood which he represents, is a reiteration of all that is best in the ethics of the Christian faith. No one will deny that his is a beautiful conception of how all the peoples of the earth might, should, and could live together. The same incredulous spirit which cried impossible when the Nazarene taught his disciples neighborly love is still alive. More than this, it is still dominant. The patriarchal man from the East asks, in effect, how can a man love his father in heaven, whom he has seen not, if he does not love his brother upon earth, whom he sees daily? Abdu'l-Bahá has assumed the leadership of the sect after the death of his father and grandfather, both of whom were tortured, persecuted, and imprisoned by the Persian government as traitors to the religion of Muhammad and the Quran. The present chief Baha'i is 65 years of age, 42 of which he spent in Turkish jails after his father had been exiled from Persia. With the downfall of absolutism and the regime of the Young Turks, he was freed and at once took up again the work of his father. But Abdu'l-Bahá stands for a great deal more than even he is aware of. In him and his teachings is embodied in a large degree that new spirit of worldwide unity which powerfully moves all races nowadays. The world, even the Orient, is more advanced and more ripe for his message than it was in the days of his father. He is not a cause, oh no, for without him the entire world is already turning toward peace, and it will continue to do so.